All right, people, welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. This time, Deep Purple, the early years. And Mr. Zero, this is the Psycho Jello Show on the band Deep Purple from London, England. This time we are covering the early years. They were formed in early 1968, and this lineup, referred to as Mark One, ran to mid-1969. This lineup released 6 albums, 5 singles, and they had 8 songs on the Billboard charts. Opening our show, the number 4 hit from July of 1968, Hush. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. In December of 68, this lineup had a number 38 hit with Kentucky Woman. This song comes off their second album from October of 1968. It is called Shield.
Now you can play a queen on that hill built on a dream while our children play in the fields. I can smoke the pipe of a sweet and better life and trust in the strength of the sheep. Thank you. found by the look on the ground, and to his wish she will yield. Fate will have its wooden horse, but time will change its course and hold the strength of the sheep.
Just heard from June of 1969, dedicated to my friend Esha Moonglow. One of my favorite songs from that time period of Deep Purple, Bird Has Flown. Earlier that year, in February of 1969, they had a number 53 hit with River Deep, Mountain High. The band was formed in London by organist John Douglas Lord, born in Leicester on the 9th of June in 1941. He expired on the 16th of July in 2012. He was from the band Flower Pot Men from 1967 to 1968, where he played with the co-founder, bassist Nicholas John Simper, born in Middlesex, England on the 3rd of November in 1945. Simper came from the band Johnny Kidd and the Pirates that he was with from 1966 to 1967. The other co-founding member was guitarist Richard Hugh Blackmore, born in Somerset, England on the 14th of April in 1945. If you'd like to learn more about the artists we cover, simply go to rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zeros. you'd like to hear the past 100 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. Coming up now, a non-LP single from 1969, Amaretta.
Thank you.
just heard from December of 1969, Third Movement Encore. Did you know this lineup of Deep Purple played Minneapolis on the 18th of May in 1969? How many of you listeners attended that show? The other two members of the band rounding up this lineup were Rod Roderick Evans, born in Buckinghamshire, England on the 19th of January 1947. He went on to the supergroup Captain Beyond from 1971 to 1973, where they released three albums. He also played with the drummer previously in the band Maze, one Ian Anderson Pace, born on the 29th of June in 1949. He was born in Nottingham, England. I met Ian Pace in July of 2005 here in St. Paul. If you go to our Facebook, there's a picture of me and him together on that page. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Around in Roseville. Again, a non-LP single from 1969, the song Hallelujah. Our show has come to a close, folks. Our final track will be from June of 1970, a number 66 hit on the charts. This is Black Knight. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on Deep Purple, Mark One, the early years. Tune in next time when you can hear me from the stars.